and a very happy Tuesday in Texas to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's Why We Love Today.
I love it.
He's ready. He'll do it.
Excited for our finale of the month of March. 31st day of the third month of 2026. 90 days and 275 left to go. April begins tomorrow.
We're going to have all the wacky jokes. Hey, maybe someone should put like a mousetrap under your desk and see what happens. That would be hilarious.
When it comes to pulling pranks and making people feel like a fool, just remember, it takes one to know one.
You a fool.
See? Break it down.
Yeah, that little mousetrap, though, gave us one of our new friends on the show, didn't they, though?
I do love some Leslie, but the layers of that...
The demand.
...are, like, kind of sinking in with me. Yeah.
I'm going to have to check in with Leslie.
She's somewhere around here.
Scurrying. April starts tomorrow, 5 days until Easter. Good Friday coming up this week as well. Today is, for all potato enthusiasts, National Tater Day.
Oh, not the potato, just tater.
Tater.
They call me Tater Salad.
We have a really cute little neighbor. Too. His name is Tate. We call him Taterbug.
Aw.
I know. He's so cute.
He's a full grown man at 49 years old. Probably hates it. For all the chemistry enthusiasts, it is National Bunsen Burner Day.
Oh, remember those?
Yeah, they won't give us one of those in the studio.
Mm-mm.
It did make science class, though, feel more dangerous knowing that there was just natural gas lines just willy-nilly all around middle schoolers.
Yeah, I do remember being at Girl Scout camp, and these young ladies were probably in the fourth or fifth grade. They were cooking eggs and bacon on top of an old coffee can.
There you go.
And I look back at that in history and in the middle of the forest, and I don't know about all that.
It is National Clams on the Half Shell Day.
Mm.
National Crayon Day.
Oh.
Hug a Medievalist Day. So somebody from the medieval time period. Give them a hug.
How do we say crayon?
Their armor is only symbolic. It's Eiffel Tower Day.
That is a tall little girl.
It is National Farm Workers Day.
Yay!
Yeah, there you go.
My people.
This was
people too.
This was formerly known as Cesar Chavez Day, but of course, about 2 weeks ago, that took a little bit of a turn. And it's National Prom Day.
Did you not get a date to the prom? Are you okay after all these years?
No, but I got to hang out with the Bunsen burners and the cool kids. On this date in history, things happen, such as it's Eiffel Tower Day, because 1889, construction on the Eiffel Tower was completed.
Oh, look at maybe they could give some hints to 2030.
On this date in 1909, though, construction of the Titanic began.
Oh, see, I don't...
It seemed like a good idea at the time. It's a really good time to launch something into space. 1918, daylight saving time went into effect. All right.
See, what?
Bummer of a day.
None of this.
32, though, Ford introduces the V8 engine.
Oh, we're going fast.
And on this date in 1949, musically, RCA introduces the 45 RPM record. That's the little one, kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes the choice for singles. And in fact, the first ever 45 RPM disc was country and western, by the way. First ever printed at 45 was Western singer Eddie Arnold, and it was made of green vinyl. And we've talked about this, an early attempt to color-code singles according to the genre of music they were featured on. Red was classical music, yellow, children's songs, and green was going to be country. And that didn't last very long.
Yes.
What would they do with Beyoncé? Who knows? Who knows? On this date in 1982, the Doobie Brothers announced their temporary breakup.
Are you okay?
That was the good version of the Doobies. Then Michael McDonald came and ruined everything. On this date, history was made in 1985. The first ever WrestleMania was held at Madison Square Garden. Hulk Hogan and Mr. T beat Piper and Orndorff. You knew that.
Yeah, of course.
Dateline premiered on this date on NBC in 1992, and we lost Selena on this date in 95.
Ouch.
Would have been, and he would have been, well, quite up in age. Born on this date, Corsicana native Texan Lefty Frizzell. Happy birth date. And also happy birthday to Gmail. Yeah, on this date in 2004, 22 years ago, Gmail was launched.
Do you think we still have emails from 22?
I guarantee you an email that is probably that old in my Gmail, which I never check. And elsewhere, Tuesday birthday cakes. Ewan McGregor is 55 today.
Star Wars, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Angus Young of AC/DC is 71 today.
Rock on, dude.
Still dresses as a school kid.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging out with Bunsen burners.
Sounds like someone else I know.
Al Gore is 78.
He invented the internet.
That's what they tell us.
Gmail.
Maybe. Rhea Perlman is 78.
Mrs. Danny DeVito.
Gabe Kaplan, 81. Welcome back, Cotter.
Ah.
All right.
I'll take Christopher Walken for the win today.
Oh, boy.
The great Christopher Walken is 83. Birthday today. Happy. And Shirley Jones and her little lamb is 92 today.
There she loves the partridges.
That's why we love it.
It's you and me with KB and Heather Lee.